Yes. But that was, I was trying to get my other thing going. Okay, today we are going to start to look at images. I want to go into 14. And I'm going to look at images first group. Okay, so that's what we're looking at, is images first group. Okay. Now I need a browser in order to show it. Come on. And I'm getting impatient and clicking multiple times, so I'm going to get multiple copies.
It's so slow. I don't understand why it's so slow.
It is.
Which one are you starting with?
First, did you get the grouping?
Yeah.
Okay, just random one or random whatever. So this is cisweb.bristol.cc.edu. Obviously, it's not the one I'm starting with. Random image PHP. That's what I thought I was starting with. Oh, I didn't put in images first group. Just so everybody can listen to me try to find. Okay. So, random image is the one I'm looking at. And it generates this. Okay, so I will go and bring it up. Okay, so what I've got here is I've got an image array that I have set up. Okay, so the set of images that I have are dog 150, dog 225, etc. They all have a .jpg on them. So what I've done is I've just put the name in the array, and if you look down below, I end up saying take the name from the array, modify it by the index, and add.jpg to it. So I didn't store the .jpg with the array, but I have it when I go to use it, I've got it. Okay? So I've got my array of, what, 6 pictures. Then I wanted to randomly pick one. So I've got random, and that generates a random number, okay? And every language that I know of has a way to generate a random number, because essentially the code to do that is extremely complex. And so why reinvent the wheel? Just get it done right, and it's all set. So I'm saying assign index, make index equal to the random number from 0 up to the count minus 1. Okay, because the array is going to go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The count is 6. So I'm saying 6 minus 1. And so I'm saying go from 0 to 5 is basically what I'm saying there. And then I said, okay, make dollar sign the image equal to, and my images are stored in a separate directory. Okay, and you frequently do that. So I've stored my images in a separate directory. And so I'm going to that directory. Okay, the directory is still in images first group PHP. Okay, so if I bring that up, okay, there's my images directory. Okay, and if you look inside that directory, there are all the images. And they have a .jpg on them, and it happens to be a capital JPEG. And so there are the images sitting there in the directory. Okay, so from the program, I'm saying, notice it's in the directory, random image is in this directory, and it's saying go to the images directory, which is in the same thing, it's images first group PHP. So go to that directory, and that's where you'll find the picture. Okay, so that's what I was telling it there. Okay, so there is, let's see if I can get it to work, there. Okay, there is my array, and my array has got the names, as I said. Then I'm picking a random number, then I'm saying, okay, the image is going to have images, dogimageindex.jpg. Okay, so that's basically going to have the address. I've put the address in there of where it is. Then I close my PHP for this one, and then another one we'll look at it where I did it inside. I closed the PHP, and I went back to HTML. And I said, okay, I'm going to have a paragraph. And I'm saying image source equals. Well, now I've got to go back into PHP and tell it to echo out the image. So I go back into PHP and say echo out the image. And I'm seeing the image there. Okay. And I thought I'd gotten rid of most of these random slashes in there, but apparently I didn't. Okay, so now another version of this. Whoops, I didn't really want to do that. I guess I did. Save and close. Okay, so now another version of this is image A. And I want to look at that one.
Image 1A?
No, just A. Which happens to be down lower. Okay, you may not. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Rand image 1A?
No, image A. And you're right. I added that in. Last night, as a matter of fact, because I wanted to show it, and then I forgot to put it, give it back to you. So if you look at this, it's actually very similar, and there's one that's very similar to it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can print it out if you want to. Well, we'll do it later, if you wanted. But essentially, I did the same thing here. I've got the array. I just went in and made a minor modification to it. And the minor modification was that I put up the image source inside. And I've actually got another example where I do that, so you will see it. But I said, okay, this time I wanted to, and the reason I did it is I wanted to echo out the image. Because I told you that when I stored this into the image, it was keeping the address. When I looked at it last night, I said, okay, I think it would be better if I actually showed the address. So I echoed out the address. And I'm taking a picture of this, so it will be on the smart board. So I said, echo out the address. And if you look down there, it says in the address, images/dog625jpg. Okay, so it is echoing out the address. So apparently 625 was the one I got when I had the random number. And then I'm saying, echo out images, dog images, index.jpg. So it's echoing it out. And then I said, okay, now echo out. And I said, image source equals the image. Okay, so I can put it up inside the original by just doing it that way. So I've got two ways of doing this. One of these is that I am in the PHP, and I'm saying echo, and in quotes I put image source equals, and that got me the image. And the other way is I left PHP, started a paragraph, in HTML I said image source equals, and then I went back to PHP to do the echo. So there's two ways I can do it. Basically, I've got to do image source. I've got to do image source because that's how I get an image out in HTML, is I say image source. So I've got two ways of doing that. I can, just like I can put BR inside quotes when I want to skip a line, I can also put image source inside quotes, and that tells me that I'm using the HTML. And so I put image quotes inside there, and I said equals the image, and that works out just fine. And the other way of doing it is to go back into the HTML, put in HTML image source equals, and then when I get ready to do the echo, switching over to PHP, because that's where I have to be in order to do the echo. Okay, so there's basically two ways of doing that. And as I said, when I was looking at these last night, I decided that that first one got better clarification this way, and then I forgot to give it to you. Yeah.
Those random numbers, like the dog 150, are those sort of like coordinates for the image?
No, it's just which one. It's picking a number. Random number is just generating a random number, and I'm telling it the range here. That I want a random number between 0 and the count minus 1. So it's counting dog images. Dog images is the name of the array.
Yep.
It's coming up with 6, subtracting 1. So I'm saying generate me a random number between 0 and 5. Okay? And every time I refresh this, I'm going to get a new picture. Okay, so there's my new picture, and I got two of them again. And there's my new picture. So every time I do a random number, I'm getting a different image.
Is it your dog?
It was my daughter's dog that became my grandpuppy when my daughter decided to live abroad. So we ended up with the dog for a couple of years.
That's a pretty dog.
She was. She was a very pretty dog. She was half wolf and half husky. And, or Malamute.
Yeah, that's
half Malamute.
That's why I was looking at her going, she's my dog, but a different color.
But she was actually half wolf. She was bred in Texas, and she was half wolf and half Malamute, and she was a total wuss. I mean, you know, if another dog came up to her on the street, she'd roll over and stick her paws in the air and, you know, the whole thing. She was a total wuss, but she was half wolf.
I think mine is half wolf, but she's big.
Oh, yeah, no, she's a big dog. But she was... Oh, she was.
Right, dog.
I mean, somebody came to the door and she'd run upstairs for a couple. Nice. I mean, you know, she was
but
just.
She definitely is like, if you give her a steak, you could rob my house. Yeah. Give her some chicken, anything.
Take whatever you want.
Yeah.
All good. You paid your dues.
So sad, but it's so true.
Here's a steak, we're now best friends.
Okay, so this is basically what we're looking at is a bunch of ways you can do this kind of stuff. This is an array within an array. Okay, so I set up an array called dog images. And then I have subarrays inside. And each subarray has a picture of the dog, which is the key or the index, and a description of the picture. Okay? And my description, for total lack of creativity, says first picture, second picture, third picture. But I could have actually written out a description. Okay, so I've got two arrays, and these are associative arrays. And I'm associating pick dog with that image and description dog with that. Okay, so I am setting up the array so that I can get both a picture and the number of the array. So then I said random and did the random number generator again. And then I said, okay, I want the image to equal images. Now, as I mentioned last time, it tends to get confused when you go to doing arrays within arrays. And so this curly brace around it makes it understand that that is supposed to be resolved kind of first. And essentially what I'm saying to you is whenever it gets kind of complex with the indexes, and if it doesn't work, my first recourse would be trying putting in those curly braces and see if you put the curly braces around it if it will be happy. If you take these curly braces out, it's not going to work, okay? But if the curly braces are in there, then it basically says, okay, I need to resolve this first. So it kind of takes it as a separate entity. And what I had mentioned on Tuesday was that the other way of doing it is to take and assign that inner part there to a variable. But what I... If you want to keep it there, if you put the curly braces around it, then says, okay, I'll figure out what this is. Then I'll go to images and I'll do it. And essentially, it gets confused. And part of it, I am convinced, is because it's so liberal about all the stuff you can put in with quotes, and it can put literals in quotes, and you can put everything else into quotes. Well, occasionally, it gets confused with its overwhelming flexibility. And so if you find it's a good try to go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to try putting in the curly braces and see if it will work, and frequently it will. And the curly braces can't do any harm. Oh, well, I should never say that. Everything can do some harm, but you can manage to do it, but... Okay, so what I'm saying here is dog images, and I'm saying I want to use the index, and the index is the number 0 through 5. And so it's going to go down and pick 0 through 5, one of those. And then I said, okay, and now I want to go to pick dog, and so it's going to take the picture. Okay, so it's going to 0 through 5, gets me one of those six inner arrays, and then pick dog gets me the first thing within that. And then down below, I said dog images index description pick, and it goes and gets the description. Okay, so So it's going to index, and if the index is 4, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, then it will give me 625 and fifth picture there. Which is, I think, actually what I'm showing is the fifth picture, yeah. Okay? So that means it got a 4, it went down to the fourth array, and took the pick dog that was dog 625, and it took the description, which was sixth picture. Okay? And I echoed out the description, and then I went down and echoed out the image, and then I echoed out the description again, just echo it out again. Oh, actually, I did echo it. Where is that?
So is there like a limit to how many arrays you can have inside of arrays?
Oh, probably, but again.
Is that 100 arrays?
Yeah, right. You know, right. I'm sure there probably is a point where it gets totally and completely confused. Okay, so there is the information that is coming up. Okay. And in some of these, it's good to look at the image source. Again, if you're not getting what you want, if you go and look at the image source, lots of times you'll see that it didn't figure it out right, and therefore you know what's wrong. You know, if you see one of these and that path isn't correct, then you can kind of figure out where to go from there. Okay. The next one is... there's one of these that I am going to basically skip. I think this one is the same thing, really. It was just showing you, okay, let me bring this up, that it apparently, there's a lot of flexibility in the quotes.
What number is
that? 1A. What did I just do? Well, okay, there's 1A, and I put out the image twice. And the only difference is that one of them has single quotes around it, and one of them has no quotes around it, and it works just fine. Okay, does anybody have a different browser open? Because I meant to try this in Chrome and Explorer and see if those quotes are equally okay in other Explorers. Yeah. You're using what?
Internet Explorer.
And?
It works.
It works, okay. Oh, excuse me. So test Chrome and see if that works. Then, essentially, 1B, I think, is the one that is ridiculous. In that I tried a whole bunch of different ways of doing it. Okay? Single quotes don't allow for substituting a variable value, and double quotes do. And Chrome works. Okay. Okay, try this one in Chrome. 1B.
1B?
Yep. And these are all of the ways that I could actually have done that. 1B gets 4 pictures?
Oh, yeah, 3. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, have like a broken image.
Right. Well, I think you do in Explorer too, if I remember this one.
But 3 out of 4 is pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to keep going until I get smaller pictures.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. So now I can get the three out of the four going across. And so the fourth one, when I see that, I know that the fourth one didn't work. Okay.
Oh, it was supposed to do that. I didn't know that.
Well, essentially, if you put the single quote on the outside, and then put the double quotes on the inside, it doesn't work.
But if you flip-flop it,
it's fine. If you flip-flop it, which I did on the one above it, it works fine. And here, I was actually doing concatenating as opposed to anything else, because if you notice, I have a single quote there and a single quote there. So I've now got image source equals double quote. And then I concatenated it with the image. And then I concatenated it with a double quote and the close.
Is that a period?
Yes.
Okay.
And so basically, there I was concatenating, and the concatenating worked.
Can you concat with a plus sign? Like an HTML?
I never can remember what I can do concatenating. Try it. You've got it in front of you. Put a plus sign in there. Okay. I always use a dot in PHP, I think. But you're right. That's one of the nasty things in is trying to remember from language to language what symbol means concatenate. Because there's a lot of them. Yeah, there's a lot of different symbols that can mean concatenate. And so it drives you crazy. So if you look at the view source on this one, okay,
I don't think it works.
It shows you what it came up with. So it just said on the last one, print out the image. Because with the single quotes there, it just said, oh, you want exactly what's there, so I will print out the image. And that's what you see there is $ the image. Okay, now that's not a valid image source. And so that's why you've got the picture, the little box that indicates there should have been a picture here. Because image source tells it there should have been a picture, but it can't do it because it's the single quotes have told it not to go ahead and do the substitution. So the single quotes on the outside have told it not to do the substitution. This actually, the single quotes on the inside could have also been done with no quotes, and I did that in the previous one. In all honesty, that's no good. That was, I guess. Then what I would do is pick one of these that you like and forget about all the rest. Just pick one that gets an image and essentially say, that's lovely, I'm forgetting all of others.
If you're doing HTML, then you can use a plus sign.
Yes.
Yeah, if you go
outside of PHP, you mean?
Yeah.
So, is there anything else I wanted there? I think they're all pretty much just playing around. Okay, I meant to check test. What's test? And then I'll look at it. No, test was just another example of plane. Okay, the one I want to look at is random image 2, which does a 4 each. So random image 2 does a 4 each. And again, I'm going to keep going until I get some little pictures. Oh no, this one doesn't. This one doesn't have the random number. Oh well, there it goes, okay, so it goes down forever.
I got all the pictures.
And it gets two pictures and all the pictures, because I said four each. So I went through all of them and I printed out all the pictures.
All kinds of pictures, big pictures.
Right.
You got it.
So in one place I assign images /$image.jpg to the dog. And then I said print out the dog, and another time I just put the address in. So if I want to print all of my images for some reason, this lets me do that. And then 3A, I don't honestly remember. Oh, that was using a 4. So that was using the 4 statement instead of the 4 each. Okay. So the 4 statement goes 0 as long as it's less than 6, and it increments once each time.
That makes the most sense.
Okay. So what I had here was multiple images that I put into an array, and I can access my multiple images. And day of week is basically just doing an if statement. So depending on the day of the week, I get myself a different image. Well, actually, no. I've got only a few images that I use. So some days I get the same image. So I have a bunch of else ifs here that bring up the different images depending on what day of the week it is. So Thursday, we're going to see dog 250. Okay. It does. Or at least it did when I was running it. What is this called? Day of the week? Day of week.
It's Thursday.
Only I can't spell, so it's not running. Okay.
Oh, I see.
So, there's the dog and there's the words that I put out. Okay.
What does L mean in the day equals day L?
Oh, yes. I think it's... Is that an L or is it a 1? No, that is an L, isn't it? It's not a 1. Okay, when I looked at it, I was thinking it was a 1. Okay, so in the date thing, I said date default time zone set, so I'm telling it it's America, New York, as opposed to America, California, or something like that. Okay, so I'm telling it the time zone. And then I said the day equals date, so that gets me, if you look down here, I said the day, it gets the literal, right. Because that's what I'm checking down here. I said the day equals date, and that gets me the literal of the day. And so then I said if the day equals Monday.
Okay.
And then the date YMD gets me year, month, day. And so I put that the different days will be the date. So that gets me the year, month, day. Yeah, I forgot that was there. Thank you for asking. Okay, so that gets me, and the other one gets me the literal from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So those things are just out there in Visual Basic that you can plug into any program.
Out there in PHP, yeah.
In PHP.
Right.
Sorry.
So, I mean, they all, whatever language you're in. essentially, they all have a way that you can access the date on the system.
Okay.
And yeah, so they all, you know. Right. She's in both.
So, if you just put like any number or a letter instead of L, go to take that literal.
I have no idea. Go look up date.
I'm going to put M in there.
Have a good time. M is, I would bet that maybe.
I broke
you. No. I mean, go, if you want to know about date, this is about as far as I go in date. If you want to know more about date, go look up PHP and look up date. There are 10,000 combinations. You can get the time. You can get the day. You can get the month in words. You can get, you know, you can go through. That's right. And there's a whole load of them that you can go through. And life is too short. So basically, if you need one, then you go look it up and say, I need to be able to print it this way. Then you go look it up and you figure it out. But you don't waste brain cells remembering it. Huh? Well, I have a limited supply and I don't waste it with dates. that's right. Okay, now we're going to look at images, second group. Okay, so if you look at, I've got two of them here that say create, and I'm not going to run them because I've already created them. But I've got a thing here where I have set up a table, and I'm putting in it a image ID, which is an integer, the image name, and the image address. The image address would be where I could find this image. Okay, so it's the address of, it's in HTTP, you could put a whole address in, or I could say I'm going to always be running from that directory that I ran it from, and so it is going to be always images slash something. If I said I was always going to run it from this directory, I could make it images slash something. Okay, so essentially I'm storing the address so that I can get the image. And as I said, if you wanted to, you could have an entire HTTP address. You could point to places all over the web and just put the address in there, and that's how I can go and find it. Okay. Now the second one actually stores the image. And this one actually stores the image. And let me go over as a long blob. Okay. So I'm actually putting the image in the database as a long blob. That is not the recommended way of doing it, because
it only supports like 1 megabyte, is it?
I don't know, remember what it supports, but it's also just, it takes up a lot of room, and, I mean, if you had certain things like an employee file and you wanted to store the name of the employee, then probably you could put it on there, but better to set up an image file and then put the addresses in there so that you're, especially if you're going to use these images multiple places, multiple times, rather than taking up the room in the file. Okay. So, but if you feel compelled to do it, you can store it as a long blob, and I don't remember what the length on the long blob is. And then I have an insert program, which again, I'm not going to run, but where I went and inserted, and this one is I did the addresses. Okay, so I put in images, dog150.jpg, and I put the address in.
The dog database.
Huh? That's right, it's my dog database. Okay, now, if I have, and I'm going to go and look now, for random image, con, basic, okay, whatever. Okay, so let me bring that up. What is this one called? Rand image con basic 1 okay.php. Okay. Okay, so what I'm doing here is I don't know what happened there. I am going out and getting the image off the database.
Okay.
So, I have an index that is a random number. And I generated the random number. And I said, okay, if the index is equal to zero, I want to get image 150. Else, if the index is equal to 1, I want to get image 250. Else, I want to get image 350. Okay, so I want to go, and those are my IDs. And I want to go and retrieve the address for that image. Okay, so I decided that I wanted to go and now retrieve the address for image 150. So if I got a random number of 0, I'm going for 150, random number 1, 250, random number 2, 350. So I then went down and I said, echo out get image, just because I wanted to see it. Okay, and the connected successfully is the traditional one that I always put in to show that I'm linking all right. Because notice that I've got my include link pass, okay, because I'm going to a database, so I have to do my linking. And so I just put out the 350 to tell me which one I generated. And if I do this again, now I've got the 250, and there's the 150. So I'm generating different ones each time. Okay, so now we'll look at the select. So I said, okay, do a select. And I'm saying select the image ID, the image name, and the image address from the table where the image ID equals get image. Okay? So my image ID is that 150, 250, or 350. So I'm getting the record that has the image ID that matches get image. Okay. And then I can basically say, okay, $row is the result that came back, and I want to show a image is equal to row image address. Okay, so I'm going to take out the one that was gotten and take the image address, and I'm using the image address, and then I say, okay, now echo out a image having been assigned the row image address. So I end up getting that record. Okay, and so what image address head was image slash, it had the whole address. So it went and got that record, that picture, and showed that picture. Okay. So, questions. So basically, this is letting me go to a table, retrieve the appropriate image that I want, depending on the random number that I chose, and that's what I chose was a random number. It will get me the image, and it will show the image.
It gets you the address.
The address, I'm sorry, yes.
And the address,
yes.
So is it the address?
And I don't think I wanted that one. That one is
the address
extra.
Is in the array.
Say that again?
The address is in the array.
Yes. The address, no, the address is in the database.
In the database, right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll get this right yet.
So there's no actual image stored on the card?
No, no. The images are in a directory, which is frequently the way, it's the more recommended way of doing it. So the images are in a directory. But on the...
The SQL is pulling the address of that directory.
Can you echo the AI, the A image value?
Echo A image value.
Yeah.
We'll find out if we can. Did I spell that right?
Mm-hmm.
Image. Whoops. Refresh, that's what I wanted. There it is. No, there it is. So it's image 250. So I'm echoing out the address. That's the address that was stored on the database.
So that's being echoed out in the, from the image source? Is that what that's being echoed?
This is echoing out. Okay. What I did there was I started out, and I know which record I want to get, right? It's 150, 250, or 350. And if you go back, let's go back a minute. If I go back to where I added data into the records, notice what I put in when I added the data into the records. I put 150, I put the name of it, which was dog 150, and I put the address where it was located. Okay, so this is the data that's in that table. This is the table that we're going to access, and this is what the data looks like. So I made my ID simply 150, 250, 350. Okay, now if I'd made my IDs 1, 2, or 3, I wouldn't have to have that if statement in there. I could have just said, use the random number as my index to go out there if I'd made them 1, 2, and 3. But I didn't. I made them 150, 250, 350. So therefore, I needed... I needed that if statement. So the if statement generates a random number. And I said, okay, random number from 0 to 2. So it generates 0, 1, or 2. And I said, okay, if you generate a 0, make it 150. If you generate a 1, make the get image 250. And if you generated a 2, I said that backwards, right? 0, 1, and 2. Okay. So 0 gets me 150, 1 gets me 250, 2 gets me 350. Or actually anything else gets me, but since the random number I'm generating is only 0 to 2, hopefully everything works. And but it's actually that's kind of a nice way of doing it, because if I ask the question if it's equal to 2, then if something went wrong... But this way, kind of, if something goes wrong, we see the third picture all the time. Okay. So I now have what I've generated there is the ID. This is the ID that I want to get out of the table. That's the ID I want to get out of the table. So then I came down and I echoed it out just to show you what it was. And then I said, okay, now do a select. And the select I want to do is get me the image ID. Okay, guys. Image name, image address from the table where the image ID is equal to get image, which is what I stored over there. So it is going to go and get, if it's a 150, it's going to get the first record. If it's 250, it's going to get the second record. And if it's 350, it's going to get the third record. Right? So once it's got that record, now what it's doing is saying, okay, now show me that image, basically. So what I'm saying is, okay, result came back here. And I only had one result. So I said, okay, the row that I'm going to go after is the result. And then I said, okay, A image is going to equal that result, but I want to see the image address. Okay, the image address is going to become A image. And then we just thanks to her, we just echoed out a image and it showed the addresses, which is images/ and the name of it. And then we said, okay, now show me the image that's at that address. So image source equals, and a image would be substituting in images/ whatever the address is.
I have a question about the table. Could you put like a URL instead? Like a full URL, let's say to an image online?
Yeah, that's what I'd said that, yeah. You would have a complete HTTP address.
Okay, also in your path there where it's just /image, would that be the subdirectory folder of where the PHP is stored on the server?
Wait a minute, say this again.
Can you go to...
Yeah, look at hers. It's right there.
Was it create something?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find where you made the table.
See the images file?
Yeah, so you just have images/ the file name. So is that image folder, just the subdirectory?
Yeah, look, if you look up here, see? There's the image folder. And so any program that I run from in here will use that images folder. Okay, now, I may want to have a more, you know, a more complete address to get there, but I just basically copied this images folder into the directory and then I had them available to me there. If I had a more complex, if it was out on the system someplace, then I'd have to go back and put in more of a complete address and what you can do, the dot dot to go backwards and all the rest. I don't remember that stuff anymore, but how to exactly do it. But, I mean, you can have it go backwards and forwards and every place if you put in enough code. And if you remember CIS 121, you learned that stuff, I think. Right? How to back up and go forward and all that?
Yeah, 121, yeah.
Yeah.
Just dot dot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's dot dot, but you know.
Or it just goes back one directory.
Right, but then if you have dot dot slash dot dot, it goes back two.
That's two directories.
And so forth. So you can really set it up so that it can find it wherever you put it.
Exactly.
Or at that point, I give up, usually, which is why I said and put in the entire HTTP address, because at once you start going in and out and in and out and around, it just sometimes is easier to put in the entire HTTP address. Okay. So that's how I can then go and find my address and show my image. Now, your homework, of course. What? Good. You almost never back away and say nothing. If you back away and say nothing, it was a good thing. Okay, so this is to clarify, because some people use my array business in this, and I want you to go out to a database. So just to clarify, when you bring up a random picture, I want the address taken from the database to be used. This example that I just went over is what I want you doing. And I said it's called a quiz, but I said it's really homework. Okay, so this is what it is. First of all, if you unzip that folder, I gave you three pictures. And those are the three images you're going to use. Okay? I mean, I guess I don't actually care. If you would like to make your own pictures, that's fine. But I gave you three pictures that you can use. They're trees and...
I'm going to put pictures of me in there.
What did I have to do to deserve you? Okay. Write a program to do each of the following. So first you have to create a database table. Okay, and I gave you the create and I gave you the insert. And I want a database table and pick description, pick address. And then I said insert records to access the three pictures included with this quiz. Put the pictures in a subdirectory. So basically do what I did, put them in a subdirectory like images. Then set up an array with a pick num from each of the pictures. Now randomly bring up one of the pictures. Bring up each of the pictures and display all three on a page. So this time, instead of the if statements, I wanted an array that had the picture number. So instead of asking the if statements, I want you to put the picture numbers in an array. And then I want you to get the random number, get the thing from the array, and use that to go out and get it off the database.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not. So bring up each of the pictures and display all three on the page. So I want to see you go through and display all three of them. Okay, so one of the, you're going to have one problem that is going to randomly bring up one of them, and then you're going to have another one that brings up all three. Okay. So the first two are basically to get the data so that you can do three and four. Okay. And I think those are just, yeah, this one I'm not even going close to. You can play with this if you want to, or you can ignore this if you want to, but it's more playing around with the single double quotes and all of that good stuff. So I did it 10 ways to Sunday. And if you want to ignore this, feel free to ignore it.
Which one
and
is it?
Just do it. It was random image con, okay. And as I said, I just was playing around. And you can basically say, I know how to do this, and I don't care to know all the other versions. And you can ignore it. But if you're interested in all the other versions, you can take a look at it. Okay. And this one was a loop where I went through and I used a while loop in this particular case.
Which one is this?
This one is C image address okay. There are times when I just get carried away, and that one was one where I got carried away at trying, oh, I wonder what I will do if I do this. Oh, I wonder what it will do if I do this. And then I obviously have to share. Okay, so this is a series of images and also a, I went through the loop. So I went through and I printed out the image ID, I printed out the image name, and I printed out the image address. So you can see I printed out all three things, and then I put out the image. Okay. And this time I used a while loop to do it. I can use anything I want, but in this case I used a while loop. And I echoed once and I printed once. But essentially, I was going through all of the records and showing the image ID, the image name, and the image address. Okay. That's that. And the one I said we might not get to, but we appear to have a little time, so I'm going to look at it, which is the function built-in group.
Yeah.
this is a lot of these, please. Why did you have to try all of those things? But implode is the one I am going to look at. Okay, this one explodes and implodes. Okay, I love the word. You're exploring, you're imploding. Okay, so let me bring up. So this one is in function built-in group. And the one I'm looking at is called implode. Okay, so I can't get it. Function built-in group. Function built-in group, PHP. Still can't get it. I am PLODE, that's right, isn't it? Okay, so what did I do wrong? Function.
You have to do that function twice.
Built-in
group, PHP.
I've got a capital I on in. I was consistent in that I changed all words. There it is. Okay. So this one is, I exploded, I put text, and I wrote Computer Information Systems Department. And then I said, explode it, and I'm exploding based on the space. Okay, so I'm exploding that based on the space, and then I printed it out, and notice it creates an array, basically, that says Computer Information System Department. Okay? And actually, if I just put in here an echo of it, echo $ text explode.
So any array you could implode?
Yes, apparently. I mean, I haven't tried it with everything, which is why I was being cautious in what I was saying. No, it didn't like that. It wanted me to do the...
That's cool.
Okay. So, print R is what I can use, and then I've got all access to these, but I can also essentially access each one individually once I've exploded it, because it shows that it's in an array, and computer information, each one of those is an element in the array.
What's print R?
Print R is to print it in that kind of format. Print R, basically, if you have something like that where you want to show an array or something, print R, we'll break it down and show it that kind of way. And then the next thing that I did I save that? No. That's why. There we go. And then I implode, which means put it back together. So implode says, take what you exploded and now put it back together. So I did that with implode. So if you want to break something up, you can break it up. And I've got it in the array. I've created an array. So now if I say, actually, echo $ text explode, try spelling it right, to...
I was going to ask you that.
It shows systems. Okay? So it made an array. So, and the reason when I tried to just print the whole array, it gave me the error because it needed the index, but I wasn't sure what it would come, whether it would come up with something. But the print R is the way I can actually look at an array or something like that and see more the internal what's happening. And so it shows me a ray and it shows me the internal what's happening. And then I put in here that I want to do echo text explode modify by 2, and I got systems because 012 is going to give me systems. So if I put in there that I want to take the array and see the second element, so I can take something and turn it into an array based on the space. Now this only works, obviously, if I have the same symbol between the elements. But it's kind of neat that you can see the okay, take this and put it into an array. So the next one that I have on this is actually kind of neat, and then we will call it quits. And that is, yeah, which one? No, those are the ones that I thought I had one here where I actually did the letters of the alphabet. Yes, there it is. This one is called More String Functions. It's called More String Functions. And that broke up the alphabet because I said, okay, I have the alphabet and I want to explode that. So when I exploded the alphabet, I now have access to every single character of the alphabet. Okay? But I had to do it with the spaces in between. And that's what got me, I could say, go ahead and do the spaces. But I exploded the alphabet, and now I have the alphabet, and I can access each letter of the alphabet individually. Okay, we're done, because it is now 45. The rest of the ones in this little packet are showing you a bunch of functions. I'm going to pick a few and show them to you, but I'm not going to go through the whole list because it's a wake me when it's over kind of explanation. So I'm going to mainly make the point that there are a load of functions. If there's something you want to do, it's worth checking to see if there's a function to do it. You know, you can convert to uppercase, you can convert to lowercase, you can do all kinds of stuff. And that's what most of these are showing. Okay, I want a very ambitious weekend, please. For those of you who are on that side of the room.
I started on it.
I want lots of stuff coming my way.
Okay.
Okay? Because I get growth here.